Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, we made it through the end of the world.
We survived the apocalypse. This is amazing. We've survived the apocalypse for 70 weeks now, in some sense, I think.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge, and I'm glad to see humanity still here, and we have a chance to answer it.
Yes, I said start with the phrase the rapture. Change one letter to an M, then rearrange the result to spell 2 5-letter words used in a game of bridge. What are they?
If you change one of the E's to an M, you can make Trump and heart.
Yes. Well, Ian, it's the last show of 2012, and that means it's time again for our annual Any Questions clearance sale, featuring unused questions from categories we did during the past year.
Aha.
First up, from show number 22, blank and blank. In Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, Alice meets a pair of fat twin brothers whose names have become an often derogatory term for two people who look and act alike. What are their names?
That's Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Yes. And in fact, speaking of derogatory use of those names, Ralph Nader referred to Bush and Gore as those in the 2000 election. From show number 35, The Bronx. Although it falls within the boundaries of Queens Community Board 1, and it has a Queens zip code, New York's major correctional facility is located on land that is officially part of the Bronx. What facility is it?
Rikers Island?
That's right. Rikers Island is on an island in the East River between Queens and the Bronx, but it's officially part of the Bronx. From show number 41, about 1984. In April of 1984, Advance Australia Fair became that country's new national anthem. It beat out three other songs, Waltzing Matilda, Song of Australia, and What Song, which was Australia's national anthem at the time.
God Save the Queen?
Yes, because Australia was a Commonwealth country, it was using God Save the Queen as its national anthem. From show number 42, about three named people. What historian and biographer was a consultant on Ken Burns' documentary Baseball and won the Pulitzer Prize in 1995 for No Ordinary Time, a book about Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt during World War II?
Is it Doris Kearns Goodwin?
Yes. As a bonus fact about Ms. Goodwin, she was the first female journalist allowed inside the Red Sox locker room.
Well, she was known for writing about disasters.
I hate you. And finally, from show number 59, about Broadway musicals. Three of the top 25 longest-running Broadway musicals have one-word titles starting with the letter C. Mm. What are they?
Okay, Chicago
is one of them at number 4.
Cats
at number 2.
And Cabaret
at number 25.
Hey.
Nice job. Well, we had a few questions left over, and fortunately, Ian had some correct answers left over, too. He went 5 for 5 this week. Will you send us some category suggestions for next year, please? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or the last challenge of 2012, which is...
Think of a 5-letter word associated with skiing, beginning with S. Rearrange the letters to get another 5-letter word associated with skiing that ends with S. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. It's New Year's resolution time. I resolve to keep the show going for another year.